Okay, so we're going to move on to the 70s, right up till now. And quite a lot has happened in that time, I imagine. Your
Yes.
children were growing up and went off to have families of their own.
Yep.
So tell us all about them.
My son got married and he went to live in St. Osyth. I think they got married the year she finished university, I think the year before she finished university. And then they had another year where they were living together and getting used to one another up in Guildford. Then they came down and upset her dad a bit
Oh.
because she was pregnant.
Oh, why did that upset him then?
Because he thought Paul should have known better. Well, she was trainee nurse.
Okay.
But I'm glad they did have that because he's lovely.
Yeah.
And he's left me.
Yeah, he lives far away now, doesn't he?
Yeah, lives in Australia.
Yeah.
But I wish him all the best of everything in the
Yeah.
world because he deserves it.
Yeah.
But it's funny because I spent a lot of Christmases with Alison and her family, and it got to the stage as I've got ancient that I couldn't stand A being cold, and I shouldn't have been cold because there was plenty of stuff going on to keep me warm, but I
Yeah.
couldn't move about enough.
No.
But they always played games before, during and after Christmas dinner, and they're very loud.
And it was all a bit much, was it, for
And
you?
it
Yeah.
just my head couldn't take it.
Yeah.
So
Well, I don't
in
think you're on your own there, you know. I've heard
no.
of quite a few people as they get older, they don't want all that and would prefer
Well, the
a
thing,
bit of peace and
what
quiet.
really crowned it was all the different things they asked, I couldn't answer.
Okay.
I didn't. I by then I hadn't got. I couldn't watch television and couldn't see to write things down.
Right.
And it was just not that I didn't want to be with them, but I wanted them to
Tone it down a
tone it
bit,
down.
yeah.
And of course, they were going into television programs and all sorts of different questions for the quizzes and that,
Okay.
and I couldn't answer any of them. And you
No.
feel really left out when you get all of a sudden one of them yelling out practically before the question's
Yeah,
asked.
yeah, yeah.
I can't keep up with modern radio, modern music,
No.
the modern radio music.
Neither can I. No. But I mean, going back a bit to when, you know, you were able to see and they were probably a bit younger, did they all descend on you at Christmas time or did you go to them?
With Alison and her family, I always went to them because
Okay.
it's what she wanted.
Yeah.
I have had different ones here round about then.
Yeah.
My two brothers have got their own families, and they all have places to go and people to see and other people to please, you know.
You've got quite a Christmas list you have to fulfill now. You've got grandchildren as well, haven't you?
Yes,
Tell us
my.
about them.
Oh, I've got four beautiful granddaughters.
Yeah.
The first one is Elisa. She's my son's eldest, and she's an absolute dream. She's usually, when she goes to work, she sends me a message now on the mobile,
Yeah.
and I usually answer it fairly quickly, which puts a problem for her because I don't stop talking when I start.
No, I can't believe that. You're about the easiest interview I've ever done. I'll just start you off and you just carry on. It's really good.
You're a diamond, you are. I
Oh,
love you to
yeah. I
pieces, I'll tell
know,
you
and
that
I love you to pieces too. So there you go.
But I have her sister, who's a 15 months younger than her, who is Holly, and she works in National Health, but she has had bad health all her life.
Oh dear.
She's got cystic fibrosis.
Okay.
And she's had some pretty rough times.
And you got another two granddaughters?
My other two, my daughter's two daughters. Harriet, I'm so glad she's called Harriet because that was my grandmother's name.
Oh, nice.
And Alison didn't know that.
Right.
When she called, it wasn't because she called her after my grandmother, but my grandmother must have
fed the information
through from the stars, you know.
Lovely.
But Harriet is absolutely gorgeous, and she keeps in touch with me, and it's you know, she'll come in and she's always bright and breezy.
Lovely.
She's got a high powered job. Ooh. And there's an awful lot of, I can't remember exactly what it's in, but it is a job that's mostly done in London.
Okay.
And she's also made herself another job, which is her own work, and that is sorting out if anyone wants holidays.
Oh, okay. Sort of travel agency.
Travel agent. Yeah. You know, sort of. So if she loses the main job, she's got something to fall back on.
Very
perhaps.
Good, very good, yeah.
And Amelia, well, Harriet is 27 and Amelia is 23.
Right.
And she's the younger one. And she's also got a high-powered job. Mm. And she was very lucky with this one. And she works in London as well, so at one time they used to go by train together, but now Harriet's got her own home.
Okay.
She lives in Wickford, so she goes on the different line to the Chelmsford one.
Yeah, and fairly local
and,
to you. So
both local.
Yeah, very good.
But both of them, you know, they are all, oh, I think they're stunners myself. Mm. I think they're absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're good and they keep in touch with me.
Well, I can see where they get it from if they're absolutely stunning. So well done.
Oh, no, you can't.
Yes, I can.
Don't be like that. I know I'm as ugly as sin.
No, you're not. You're gorgeous. Stop it. Stop arguing with me.
Yes, sir. I believe anything you say at any time.
I'm sure. So finally then, you've lived in Billericay for something like 65 years.
Yep.
What's it been like as a place to live?
Well, it was always lovely when I could go myself and go shopping.
Yeah,
and
you can't get out much now, can you? That's the trouble.
No.
But
my legs are not strong enough to hold the body. And,
no.
Or, well, there's something wrong either with my brain or my legs, as you know. To your cost.
I'm saying nothing.
To your cost. Yeah. But, of course.
But it's been a good place to live over the years, has it,
yes.
For you?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. And I'm quite happy with my next-door neighbour. When he feels in the right frame of mind, he might come and see me, and but I don't see him often enough.
You always have to have a little dig, don't you?
Of course. If I don't, you wouldn't think it was me.
No, that's right.
But,
love you all the same, though. So
and I love you too.
Well, Daphne, thank you so much for talking to me. And, of course, I'm going to wish you a very Merry Christmas. And
can we do a repeat of last year?
Oh, we're not going to tell them about that, are we? I can't even remember what happened last year. What happened last year?
After dinner, you came in here.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah. It must have been all the alcohol you fed me. It's gone. From
no,
my
you
brain
were feeding
now.
Yourself,
oh,
and
okay.
I think you got a bit fed up because I was only going slow on it, but.
I will be popping in to see you at some point on Christmas Day, but I don't know when yet, so there we are. That would be nice, and I would enjoy that. And you've got some Disaronno to sample, haven't
yeah.
you? So
oh, yeah, not
I've
at all.
I've got to give that a try. Anyway, like I was just saying, thank you so much for talking to me, And I'm sure all our listeners would join me in wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, I've got my fingers crossed for the same thing.
Good for you.
And it'll be happy if you do, Tom and Turner. Oh, yeah. Is that right? I know you can cut that out.
Am I allowed to identify you by your full name?
Well, I don't care.
Oh, all right then. It's Daphne Norris.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was Daphne Jones.
Yeah. Now, there's one final song that you've chosen for us, and it's quite a modern one, relatively speaking, isn't it? Tell us about this one.
Oh, well, it makes a lot of noise, and it's the sort of thing that you really like, the racket that goes on with all your music.
I think it's quite a gentle one, actually, but yeah.
But I can't remember the title of it, because I never can remember the titles.
Never mind, yeah.
But you should remember, so...
Okay, can't remember who it's by?
No, I don't... Because I can't see it written down.
No, okay.
I can't get it into the brain enough.
All right. You whispered in my ear you'd like Last Christmas
That's
by Wham.
Right.
Yeah?
That's right.
Okay, well, we'll sign off with Last Christmas and Wham. And once again, Daphne, thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. Give us a kiss.